Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, Barter is Best and Barter Arbitrage Students to Be, Vegas Vince. Another case study. We are getting real close to launching, folks. Until then, we're going to keep hitting you with a case study or two. But I expect this baby to be out in the next 10 days. Knock on wood. It's going to be worth the wait because it's the most groundbreaking product ever produced concerning the billion-dollar barter industry. Tonight, we blow the lid off the conspiracy, and I back it up with facts. This one's going to blow you away. Back at you in a minute. Vegas Vince, Barter Arbitrage. For all of you who have been checking us out on the list, bartersbest.com, I appreciate it. I would have liked to have gotten out more case studies for you, but we're cranking them out as fast as I can because I want the information to be relevant and quality, and because this particular product is so detailed, and because, as I've always told you guys, I am not a professional internet marketer. This is my first and possibly last product I will ever put out, and it's going to be the very best it can be. Tonight we're going to talk a little bit about what I call the billion-dollar barter conspiracy. And you know, a lot of sales gurus and marketers like to use something in their sales copy that goes like this. The secrets they don't want me revealing. Well, in the case of this product, the barter industry truly does not want this product released. And it's not a sales pitch. It's the truth. And I'm going to get into more reasons regarding that fact in the course, but I'm going to hit you with some right now because it is not a sales pitch. Again, this particular product, Barter Arbitrage, isn't so much about barter. It's about how to take advantage of an ancient way of doing business that is a multi-billion dollar industry that, to be honest with you, is pretty much a virtual secret. And I'm going to start hitting you with some facts about why I call this a conspiracy, and because you need to understand this, and it's going to make sense to you, and it's also going to be one of the key reasons why you're going to be able to take the information we give you and run with it. You got to know how the game is played. Let's talk about the barter industry. What do we know for sure? Well, starting right off the bat, we know it's a multi-billion dollar industry, and that's with a B. Now, the interesting thing is we're not quite sure how big it is because you can never really get a straight answer. I've heard $6 billion, I've heard $12 billion, I've heard $40 billion, I've heard lots of numbers in between. It's one of the few industries that really can't ever quite get it right. They are not quite sure. Trust me, they're very sure, but the numbers always seem to be a little over the board. There's corporate barter, there's organized barter, there's, you know, global barter. But, I mean, when it comes down to it, you never quite get them to pin down the number, and there's a reason for that, and I'll explain that in a minute. We do know it is multi-billion. I have an idea how big I think it is, and it's quite a bit larger than even that $40 billion they're talking about, but that's another story. Two, how many multi-billion dollar industries do you know that are comprised of so little quality information? When I mean that, I'm talking about books, courses, websites, etc. Because I can tell you that a lot of industries, even little niche industries like beekeeping, for instance, will have more information pertaining to them than this particular industry that is in the billions of dollars. And there is a reason for that. And in the case of barter, I can back this up. There is basically only one industry site, and that's Bob Meyer, who runs a very, very good industry site called barternews.com. But again, other than maybe a couple of the trade sites that really are not set up for us, they're set up for the hierarchy, the players. If you go there, you'll get more confused than any information. There is a strange, strange coincidence here. When you add that to the fact that go to your local library and see how many books on barter you find. Because again, I can show you a ton of industries that do a tenth of what this industry does with bookshelves filled. Now there's a reason for that. And it obviously isn't because there's lack of transactions going on. And it's certainly not because there's lack of business going on. Okay? Over the past 40 or 50 years, and believe me, I have studied this in depth, there has been very, very little quality information put out on barter, and what is out there is very one-dimensional and limited. There has never been a course, a workshop, a strategy that has actually shown the average person, and I'm not talking about just the companies, I'm talking the average independent trader, the average Joe and Jane, how to get in the game and exploit barter for all it's worth. I was the first one who did it. When we did the Liberation 101 course on the World Famous Warrior Forum, we were the first ones, Sylvia Roth and I, that even introduced the concept of the independent trader, because it's something that the barter industry does not encourage, nor do the brokers. It's something that they would particularly prefer I did not mention for several reasons. I'll continue. There are numerous Fortune 500 companies in this United States that do a significant amount of business on trade, and you will never have them openly admit it. And there's a simple reason for it. They don't want to piss off their cash-paying customers. See, if you're a particular Fortune 500 company and one guy comes in and you take his money and another guy walks in and instead of taking money, you take his products or services, what do you think the cash-paying guy is going to say? He's going to be pissed off. And I'm simplifying this situation, but it goes on every day. That's why barter is hush-hush. I could tell you in the case of our own family restaurant, we have one particular person that comes in here and we do a barter arrangement with. And, you know, there are benefits to it, but the problem is Fortune 500 companies do not want their cash paying customers, et cetera, to know that someone else, instead of leaving their hard-earned greenbacks, might be giving them something in terms of barter, as in products or services, and it happens all the time. They keep it quiet, and I can tell you that numerous Fortune 500 companies, and by the way, they're very brilliant for doing this, engage in trade. Again, another reason it's kept quiet. You guys got to understand something here. This is an industry that has been around forever. This is an industry that purposely keeps its numbers fuzzy. It's an industry that almost intentionally keeps people ignorant. I mean, again, a lot of you still think barter is trading chickens for goats. And as far as the organized barter companies, absolutely, they encourage people to trade, but the average barter broker is going to go in, he's going to sign up a hotel, and he's going to say, look, Mr. Hotel Owner, you've got empty rooms, and I can show you how to fill those empty rooms, and you can use those trade dollars to purchase things that you would purchase with cash. And by the way, that's a very compelling and logical pitch, and it's the pitch they've used for 100 years, and it makes sense. the difference between that and what I do is I go in and show the average person how he could sell hotel rooms even if he's not a hotel room owner. I show the average person who might hate fishing how to sell fishing trips. I can show you how to sell dental services if you're not a dentist. I created the concept of the independent trader, which means you don't have to be skilled. I am one of the most unskilled people in the world. I mean, I can turn the computer on, and I can turn it off. And a lot of times, that's me unplugging it. I am not skilled. I do not have SEO skills, and yet I have sold SEO packages. This is not something that the barter industry is interested in teaching. I can tell you that there are major, major, major media publications available on trade. And I'm not talking about your Thrifty Nickel. I'm talking magazines like Entrepreneur. I'm talking magazines like the Wall Street Journal. I'm talking magazines like the Washington Times. Now, the fact of the matter is, I'll just go ahead and say it right now. These people do take trade. And I'm gonna tell you a whole lot of others that do too, by the way, and it's gonna blow your mind when we get to that section. Because when you understand the power of what you can do when you can pick up high-end, high-quality media for pennies on the dollar, you can literally write your own ticket. You can sabotage and hijack an entire market overnight. Because I'm going to be honest with you, I could go out tomorrow in a little town and run 7 full-page ads for less than it would cost my competition to run one ad if he even had the money to do that. I can show you how to use it to become rich and famous in the sense if you're trying to promote your career. I can show you how to use it to joint venture. This is stuff they don't want you to know. There are tons and tons of high-end mediums out there that do take trade, and you will be getting actually one source that the barter industry would prefer I didn't tell you. And you're going to get his name, his number, and you're going to get access to him. And I'm going to show you how to use, again, this conspiracy, as I call it. And let's get into the reason for this. Why don't they want you to know? Well, because somebody's doing something in this industry, because whether it's $6 billion or $100 billion, there's some business happening. And I'm going to tell you that the people that are running the show are extremely limited in number. And barter isn't so much about who has the most money. It's about who knows how to work the system, because this is not something that requires you to start out with a huge bankroll. This is not a get-rich-quick scheme either. The wonderful thing about this conspiracy, as I call it, is once you're in the know, you are already ahead of 99% of the people out there. Again, they don't want this product out. They do not want me telling you which media sources are available on barter. They don't want me to. Why? Because a lot of people are quietly getting rich, picking up $50,000-$60,000 in TV and radio and print packages for what amounts to $4,000 or $5,000. There's a lot of people that are getting very wealthy advertising offers in full-page ads in a paper that you would pay $14,000 cash for, whereas I can pick it up for maybe $1,400 or $1,500 using the leverage of barter. Again, we are not talking about the barter business. I am talking about leverage. I'm showing you how to take an ancient, ancient concept called barter that all of you have probably, formed the wrong opinion of, because what you think it is and what it really is totally two different things. I'm going to show you how to get in the game and get access to this information that they purposely keep from you. And again, the facts speak for themselves. Do your own research. The majority of the barter sites out there that you see are barter companies. They're trading companies. There are one or two in the entire world that actually just exists to talk about barter news. One of them I've already shared with you. Now, that's shocking when you think about it. Because I can show you, again, a ton of other little niche industries that are not even billion-dollar industries where I could go find 15, 16, 17 different sites on and a library full of books and this and that. And I'm going to tell you, there's been a few attempts in terms of barter courses. I have read them all. I will even comment on them all if you'd like. Jay Abraham in 95 put out Barter Baron. Jay Abraham is brilliant. Jay Abraham is one of the greatest marketers of all time. I read it. There is a good chapter or two in there. It was probably the one he wrote. But again, it was an overview. Mike Senoff put out Barter Secrets, read it. Excellent, excellent approach to acquiring trade dollars. However, it is a one-way approach, and that's all that's discussed. And by the way, if you do that approach wrong, you can get yourself into a jam or two. With that said, hardtofindseminars.com is one of my favorite sites in the world. Mike Senoff's a great guy, and quite frankly, his approach is very good. Again, it only focuses on one aspect. For the first time ever, guys, I'm literally going to just, I don't have any allegiance to anybody. That's one thing you get with Vegas Vince. You can go back on my Blog Talk radio shows and listen to some of my early archive shows. I tell it like it is. And I'm going to tell you that when you have an industry that does this kind of jack, and there is so little quality information, let me rephrase that. There's very little information, period. And there is a reason for it. And that is because there is a select group, and I would say the number is around 250 to 500 players who know how to exploit this, that do it quietly. And this is not something, again, that requires you to jump in with a ton of money. I mean, again, I hope I've got some high-end companies out there that purchase this. Because, you know, you've big companies that go and hire these consultants to try to get you more customers, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, for $5,000, you can fly me into your place, and I'm going to take a red pen in your expense sheet, and in about 1 hour, I could probably eliminate $50,000 to $100,000 of expenses just using one or two barter techniques. Would you pay that if I could do it? Of course you would. For the average person who's just looking for no other benefit other than maybe taking the dream vacation of their life for pennies on the dollar, I'm going to show you which properties are available and why. And by the way, they don't advertise them in the paper, people. You know, there is an island in Belize that is listed by Islands Magazine as one of the top 10 in the world. Tiger Woods, Harrison Ford, other famous celebrities spend thousands. I can get it on trade. And when I mean I get it on trade, my trade dollars I generate, and I'm going to show you how to generate, are very, very inexpensive. Because, see, if I'm generating trade dollars, you know, 10 trade dollars for every real dollar or two, I'm basically buying something for 80% off or 85, or in some cases, you know, less than that. This particular product is for everyone out there, whether you are, again, the single mom looking to figure out how to save a fortune on dental work. I am going to show you how to use this to bribe people. And let me tell you something, that is one of the key elements of this as well, because when you got to realize something, people, money itself means nothing. The only good money is what it buys. And this is one of the most powerful parts about this. You're now going to be in a position where you're going to be able to find out what it is people want that they're going to pay cash for and get it for them. The only difference is you're going to be able to get it for 10 cents on the dollar. Now, if you can't figure out how to make money with that scenario, you better just shut the tape off right now. This is a multi-billion dollar industry, and hardly anybody has a friggin' clue. And it amazes me that billions and billions of dollars are flicking around in cyberspace and through transactions, and I go to the library and can't find one book. And what I do find is a chapter here or there, or this and that, and none of them deal with what we teach. Again, I'm not here to teach you how to go in the barter business. I'm here to show you how to generate trade dollars out of thin air or for very, very little, and turn around and purchase things with those trade dollars that you would have to pay cash for. I'm going to show you how to take advantage of the fact that 99% of the people in the barter world don't have a friggin' clue. And I'm going to tell you something else. Most of the barter brokers don't either. You know why? Because they've been taught the same tired pitch. Join the barter exchange, you'll increase your customers, this and that. And by the way, that's all true. I'm the first guy that came out and said, look, Mr. Hotel Owner, you don't just have to sell your rooms. You can sell anything. I could show you how to create, you know, trade dollars out of thin air for products and services you don't even have to provide, maybe ever. And I could show you how to do large deals. Again, we talked on the last one. And by the way, that last show, my God, I sounded like I swallowed a bottle of Valium. I did that show at 6 in the morning, and I listened to it, and it sounded like I was half in the bag. And I wasn't. Apologize. That was an A-gate Vegas Vince. But that's one of the techniques we're going to talk about, too. Again, it's one that they don't want you to know about because there are a lot of people getting wealthy using that closeout technique that I touched upon. So when I tell you that they don't want this information out, it's not a sales pitch because the facts back me up. There is not another industry in the world that does the amount of money that the barter trade industry does that for whatever reason would prefer to keep it quiet. And I'm talking from the top all the way down. Now, you explain to me why that is. Because most industries go out of their way to do everything they can to promote their industry, not trade. There's not a lot of advantages for them to do so. Like I said, if you've got two guys providing a service for you, and they both walk in at the same time, and one of them is handing you over a check for $5,000, and the other guy isn't, because you're taking perhaps his computer programming services or whatever, let me tell you something. You're going to have a problem on your hands there, and that's why the Fortune 500 companies keep their yaps shut. And by the way, there's a very compelling reason why they trade. It's very advantageous, and they keep it quiet. The techniques I'm describing to you are techniques used by the big boys, but they apply to the average Joe. Fact is, they're afraid one or two of you guys are going to go out and jump in their neighborhood. And let me tell you, there's plenty of room. This is a legitimate conspiracy. I had one gentleman in the Liberation 101 course who had been involved in organized barter for 30 years who flat out said, I can't believe you even brought this up. He said, this is just something nobody talks about. Well, we're going to be talking about it, and we're going to show you how to exploit it. Because, again, there are dozens of ways that you can make money using the leverage of barter. And I hope I have some average Joes out there, like I said, just looking for ways to save. And I hope I got one or two of you big companies out there, because I'm going to blow your mind. Like I said, instead of the average consultant who's going to come in and ramble on about theory, I'm going to take a red Sharpie pen and I'm going to start circling one or two things on your app, you know, annual expense sheet, your monthly expense sheet, and I'm going to blow your mind. I'm going to show you how to take advantage of the fact that the people that you're dealing with out there don't have a clue. You are going to have a clue. So before you think it's a sales pitch, do your own research. Show me another billion-dollar industry that purposely, and I mean purposely, keeps the information one way and limited. The type of barter we teach is nothing that's been in any books. It's nothing that the barter industry even wants you to know about. And I can tell you something else. There's a lot of sources out there that have asked and literally begged me, please don't say that. They've been making too much money with it. That's why this product isn't going to be cheap. I beta tested this on the most prestigious marketing forum in the world, the Warrior Forum. Sylvia Roth and I were one of a handful, select few, who have ever been even given the honor to have our own forum. In fact, I think the only person prior to us was Kevin Riley. In 12 years, that forum's been there. There's a reason for that. Again, I am not a professional internet marketer. I do not come with a bunch of upsells. I do not have books on why butterflies bumble or bees sting. I don't come out with the next great launch every week. Anybody who knows me knows I'm the real deal. This is the one thing in life that I have conquered, and I am not holding anything back. I'm not going to come back in a week and say, oh, by the way, for another $2,000, I'll give you the real deal. This is going to be intense. It's groundbreaking. It's no nonsense. The audio's cut to the chase. And what I'm telling you is the truth. And I'm going to show you how to take advantage of it. So I hope you guys enjoyed the little information on the billionaire recluse. I find it funny that a self-made billionaire in Russia, and believe me, that's hard to do. That's not exactly the land of milk and honey, has actually turned and flat out stated that barter could literally liberate the entire economy over there. And one guy over there said, oh, he must be a quack. And I'm thinking to myself, there aren't too many self-made billionaires. And by the way, he started out in trade. There aren't too many self-made billionaires that are fools, and he's not one. So enjoy that story and that YouTube video, because, again, the man isn't stupid. I thought it was fascinating. The guy's a recluse worth billions of dollars. And he knows as well as I do that barter on a global level could do a lot of good. But that's not what I'm teaching. I'm teaching how it applies to you. Barter is a big conspiracy. Vegas Vince, may live to see the dawn. May all your dreams come true. May you always remain forever young. Get over to barterisbest.com. Get on the list. This baby is launching soon. I want players. I don't want victims. If you're a victim, don't bother. You're going to get the best I got. Back at you later. Peace.